Southwestern Pennsylvania is a production hub for that essential 4th of July element, fireworks. Matt Klein and William Alba are developing a new kind of firework at Carnegie Mellon that will light up the sky higher than ever before. Though they expect a certain outcome in the lab, Alba says part of the joy of fireworks is unexpectedness.
You might hear them launch, but the sky is still dark, and then all of a sudden they blossom, they bloom.
Humans have enjoyed the thrill of blowing things up since around 200 BC. The Chinese discovered, while fire-drying bamboo stalks, that they exploded if left too long. Between 600 and 900 AD, Chinese alchemists created gunpowder and codified the happy accident of combustion. Fireworks and modern warfare were born. Marco Polo brought fireworks back to Italy, where the art of pyrotechnics evolved.
Italian alchemists started adding metal salts to fireworks. Things like copper, which created the blue color, strontium the red, barium green.
Dr. George Zambelli Jr. is chairman of Zambelli Fireworks International, a fourth-generation family company based in Newcastle. He started working at the plant when he was 12 years old.
As I got older, we'd get up early in the morning, drive to a location, fire the display, actually go back to the firework plant. And we used to sleep on the wooden tables that fireworks were handcrafted on. We were almost like gypsies.
Newcastle, according to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, is the fireworks capital of America. Between 1890 and 1921, nearly 100,000 Italians migrated to western Pennsylvania. Many worked in the mills or mines, but some, including Zambelli's grandfather Antonio, carried pyrotechnic recipes and built fireworks companies.
I remember him coming back from fireworks displays and the smell of gunpowder on his clothes.
I think it's man's mastery over nature. you can mix this stuff together and it can create something really dangerous, but at the same time beautiful.
70 miles southeast of where the Zambelli Company fills a string of barges with fireworks on the Ohio River, another kind of firework maker, the exacting hobbyist, sits on his front porch. Michael Unka first started making fireworks in the early 2000s. His daughter Kate is his pyrotechnic sidekick and studied chemical engineering at CMU to expand their knowledge.
My dad would always ask me questions about the periodic table and, like, what chemicals make what color when you light them on fire, and how does magnesium work and why does it burn so bright? And so I was like, well, I mean, if we really want to try it, then I should probably learn a lot more about it.
At its most basic, a firework is an oxidizer and a fuel, maybe a compound for color, and the Unkafers make it all.
So you buy a fuse and you start experimenting, and one thing leads to another, so.
Like a 4th of July fireworks show in Blairsville that annually draws more than 400 people. The Unkafers are currently on hiatus. It just got to be a little too much, they said. But Kate has a memory of her dad from the finale of that last show.
He always stands pretty close to the fireworks. He was up on the hill and I was down on the road selling shirts. And he had his arms outstretched and was just laughing.
On July 3rd, 1776, the day after he voted for independence at the Continental Congress, John Adams wrote to his wife Abigail that, forevermore, the anniversary ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with bonfires and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other. You will think me transported with enthusiasm, he wrote, but I am not. For 90.5, WESA celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. I'm Margaret J. Krause.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. UPMC, life-changing medicine.